It's just after 8 in the morning on Juneau's downtown waterfront. A cruise ship empties of tourists as people sprawled out on the soft grass begin to stir inside their sleeping bags. 42-year-old Lorraine Paul is one of those early risers. She and others often sleep in Marine Park, though police sometimes try to move them on.
Some of us sleep in the booth over here. We have to be up by 5:30. You know, some of them are just respectful. You know, we get up and try to come over here and lay down. And then here comes JPD, like, you need to get up, pick your stuff up.
The reason she chooses to sleep out in the open in a public park is security. There are aggressive drug addicts around who can be threatened.
You know, I hate to say this, but because some of these people that do meth, you know, kind of feel like they ruin it for us. It's really hard to find somewhere to sleep. I mean, I'm an alcoholic, you know. Some of us try to stick together and, how would I say it, pick after ourselves.
Juneau has one of the largest homeless populations in Alaska. A statewide survey in January found the capital city had 215 homeless people, 59 of them unsheltered. Earlier this year, the assembly passed a controversial ordinance banning sleeping on private property in the downtown core. Juneau Police Lieutenant David Campbell says officers have been able to coax people away from storefronts without serious conflict.
Since the initiation of the ordinance, no citations have been issued, which means that the people are basically moving on if requested to, and it hasn't gotten to the level where the officers feel like they need to write a citation.
Federal judges have ruled cities can't pass laws that criminalize homelessness. That's why the city's recent ordinance is limited to private property. So many people move to public property, like Marine Park, where Campbell says police were instructed to be more lenient about restricted hours.
With the new camping ordinances and the directions to the officers, we were told not to enforce that in Marine Park.
But soon the city will try to make Marine Park off-limits after midnight.
We think that making sure that the park remains open as a park and not as a camping area is best for everyone.
That's Deputy City Manager Mila Cosgrove. She says the decision was made at a department head meeting on Tuesday. The logic is to close the downtown parks to drive people towards alternatives, such as the seasonal campground near Thane.
The thought was people would naturally migrate up to Thane as the weather got a little bit warmer, which it certainly has, and that hasn't been happening. And we want people to know that that's a designated option for them.
Complaints in recent weeks about rowdy behavior in Marine Park is what led the city to take action.
At times, people don't feel safe transiting through that area, and that's just not acceptable. Everybody has a right to feel safe in their community.
The Tuesday afternoon directive to clear Marine Park after hours hadn't filtered down to the police lieutenant on Wednesday morning. But Campbell says it could be done.
When we encounter someone, it gives us the ability to legally justify contact with them, to identify them and see who they are, and then ask them to go out of the park because it's after hours, and if they refuse, then to issue them a citation.
Back in Marine Park, this is not welcome news to Lorraine Paul.
Now that I hear that, we can't be sleeping out here, and it sucks, you know. Wish they'd have somewhere for us to camp, like, you know.
What about Thane Campground? She says it's 2 miles from downtown on an unlit road, not safe for a single woman.
I just hear a lot of stories. I guess, like, if I walked out there myself, I mean, I was just told that there's guys, rude guys out that way that camp that would hurt you and rape you. And it's kind of hard because I've been on the streets off and on all my life.
It's unclear whether the city would be able to penalize anyone caught in the park after hours. That's because there's a typo in the city's code that likely would need amending before a court could impose the $25 fine. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.